With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. The Basalt Town Council approved the Basalt Bucks program Tuesday to help stimulate the town's economy after being hit hard by COVID-19. In the coming weeks, all addresses within town limits will receive a $20 voucher to use at Basalt retail stores and restaurants. The voucher must be used between June 15th and August 15th. Basalt Town Manager Ryan Mahoney says the window is short since lockdown measures could be reinforced at any time. He says those who don't feel comfortable leaving their homes can use the vouchers for takeout from town restaurants. The program is projected to cost Basalt around $50,000. Democrats at the Colorado State House have introduced a bill that would give more workers access to paid sick leave. Scott Franz has more.
The measure would let any worker affected by COVID-19 to take up to 2 weeks off with pay. And starting next year, all businesses would need to let their workers earn up to 48 hours of paid sick leave. Senator Steve Finberg says almost half of the workers in the state don't have access to it.
And they know that if they get sick, they want to be able to do the right thing, stay home, and not risk getting other people sick. But they also know that in their current in the situation they're in, it really does mean deciding between a paycheck or a day's worth of wages or being able to take care of yourself or a family member. And that's not a choice that people should have to make.
Supporters say expanding sick leave will help prevent the spread of coronavirus and better prepare Colorado for any other health emergencies in the future. No Republicans are sponsoring the bill. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Aspen Words is going online with part of its Summer Words Writers Conference and Literary Festival due to COVID-19. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has more.
Aspen Words kicks off its June programming online next week with a writing workshop hosted by the literary organization's executive director, Adrian Brodeur. Virtual programming continues throughout the month with a series of conversations with authors and publishers on topics ranging from an inside look at the publishing business to writers' journeys. The moderated discussions are aimed at both aspiring and published authors. A full lineup and registration for each event can be found on Aspen Words' website. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson, Arts and Culture Desk.
A bill that would require nicotine retailers to get a state license and raises the age to buy nicotine to 21 passed out of a state legislative committee Tuesday. Colorado has high youth vaping rates. The proposal also lays out penalties for retailers who sell the products to minors. It now goes to the Senate Appropriations Committee. Governor Jared Polis expects that some delinquent renters will be evicted in June as courts reopen and the state's temporary ban on evictions expires this week. But state lawmakers are working on a bill to extend limited protections against evictions and foreclosures. Here's Senator Julie Gonzalez.
The ball is now in our court here in the legislature for us to respond and say what will be our policy decisions moving forward to protect both residential renters and also small businesses.
Gonzalez is urging Polis to extend the eviction ban so there's no gap between protections. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.